بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering and doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi, as usual, is our in studio to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Why are there no female prophets or infallible imams? This is a major question for today's discussion. So we know that in the history of the world, no female prophet or no female infallible imam is mentioned. Is there any specific reason for that, Sheikh Karimi?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As for the imams, for sure there is no female imam. The 12 imams are mentioned by name, and we know that all of them are men. But as for the prophets, we know that according to some narrations, we have had about exactly 124,000 prophets.
Okay.
But the point is that only we know the stories and the records of less than 50 of them in the Quran and in the narrations. So the great majority of them, we do not know them even by name.
Mm-hmm.
So some argue that when it comes to the prophet, we cannot say that for sure there is no female prophet. They are not mentioned by name, even in the narrations. And 124,000 is a big number.
All right.
So, of course, this is not the famous idea in this regard. But some have argued, at least in recent years, that there might have been some prophets or prophetess among the ladies in the history of the mankind, but we do not know about them. Especially considering the fact that in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the mention has been made of some ladies as prophetess. Of course, their understanding of prophethood is different from our and Islamic understanding.
For example, Mary?
No, Mary is not a prophet.
Okay.
But other ladies are called as prophetess. But as I mentioned, their understanding is somehow different.
It's different.
So this is the first point that some recently have argued that when it comes to the prophets, we cannot say for sure that there has not been any female prophet. But the famous idea is that, yes, there is no female prophet.
Or at least the known prophets and prominent prophets mentioned in all holy books and scriptures were men.
All the mentioned ones are men.
All right.
And those who believe in this viewpoint, they believe that no, all the 124,000 prophets must be men. Why? They refer to some verses in the Noble Book of Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا. We have not sent before you except some rijal, some men.
All right.
So they argue that the word rijal in this verse, which means men, is referring to the fact that all the prophets were men. Fakhr al-Razi says that Maryam salamullah alayha was not a prophet because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before you, O Prophet Muhammad, we have just sent the men, not the women.
Okay.
Now, this is one verse which is repeated in two other verses as well. And we know that some narrations talk about the fact that, for example, لَا تُوَلِّ الْمَرْأَ الْقَضَى وَلَا الْأَمَارَ. The women, they cannot be the judge or the leader or ruler of country. And some argue that the same can be mentioned because these two are the responsibilities of the prophets. So because of these narrations, the prophets cannot be among the
even ladies.
Ladies
cannot be the imam of the congregational prayer for men.
No, but for women,
for
according
women,
to the
it
famous
is possible,
idea
yes.
among
okay.
the
if
scholars.
If it's only women, it's possible,
yes,
that's right.
Yes, it's possible. So, if we believe in this viewpoint that there is no female prophet, which is a famous idea, we need to realize that, first of all, many or some ladies, they received revelation from God.
Yes.
We have it in the case of the mother of Musa, alayhi salam, yes. Umm Musa. Her story is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. She received revelation from God so that, she followed the instruction of how to hide Moses, alayhi salam, and later how to breastfeed him and put him in the river, and so on and so forth. We have in the case of Maryam, the mother of Jesus, salamullahi alayha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to her and, different instructions that are given to her. She receives her sustenance from God when she's in the mosque. And, she gives a miraculous birth to Jesus. So all these refer to greatness of Maryam, salamullahi alayha. And Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha, she is called Muhaddatha. One of her titles is Muhaddatha. Which means that she was also receiving a kind of inspiration from God. And we know that Mus'haf Fatima is the narrations, Mus'haf Fatima is what Lady Zahra Salamun alayha received from God through the Archangel Jibreel.
The holiest scribe, you mean?
Yeah, and Imam Harir Salam used to write it down.
That's right.
And we have Lady Khadija Salamun alayha. So my point is that this fact, if we accept that there is no female prophet, it's not a kind of deficiency in the spiritual status of the ladies. Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. But the type of wahy or revelation is different from those. For example, in the Quran, we have that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his revelation to the bee.
Yeah.
So, also, B's revelation is different from the lady's revelation. Yeah. Ladies want from the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The difference between the revelation to, for example, Mary and Jesus is that Mary is not a prophet, but she is also receiving some divine instruction from God. Lady Zahra Salman alayha, so it's much different from the revelation to Aunt B, to the bees, right?
Yes.
So they are also receiving revelation. So my point is that if there is no female prophet among the ladies, which is the famous idea, it doesn't mean that there is a kind of deficiency in the spiritual level of the ladies. That is why we have Maryam Salamun alayha exceeding over all the ladies of her time and the great majority of the men. Lady Zahra Salamun alayha, if we exclude the prophet or the imams, even she might be, given preference over the imams, but Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha is greater than many prophets, right?
Lady Khadija, Lady Asiya.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
So that's the point that when it comes to the spiritual level and status, there is no difference between men and women, and some women, they have received some revelation from
God.
But they are not prophets.
So it is possible to receive revelations and not being the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the only point regarding prophethood, imamate, and also leading the congregational prayer in which both men and women are present and leading a country and judgment, so some responsibilities are excluded from women.
All right.
And that is because of the differences when it comes to men and women. We know that physically speaking, there are some differences between men and women. And being involved in managing an administrative job in the highest level require a kind of physical power, which is, normally given to the men. So imagine you are a prophet and you are going to lead a country. You need to involve in many administrative jobs. Sometimes there might be a war.
Especially on that time, leading a war, which is a difficult task.
Yeah, a commander for the war. And of course, you are always in touch with all the people, men and women, answering the questions. And these are against the nature of women, and one of the responsibilities of women is to also take care of the children and their husband, and also to, for some cases, to do the house chore. So because of these differences when it comes to the physical power of men and women, the jobs which require great power and great physical strength are excluded from women. And as I mentioned, it doesn't mean that there is a kind of deficiency. Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha is greater than all the men at her time, mm-hmm. except for the Prophet and Imam Halil salam. Okay?
So you mean the role is different now?
Yeah.
For example, the support of Lady Khadija.
Sure.
With all her, you know, wealth had for Prophet Muhammad, no elite or so-called, we can't say wealthy and rich man of the Quraysh on that time support Prophet Muhammad. But Lady Khadija did so. I mean, without the words of Khadija, maybe there was no spread of Islam on that time. So, I mean, the role is different now as a supporter, a protector of the religion of Prophet Muhammad. That's
right. And for the same reason, when it comes to the managing roles of husband and wife within the family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa' bima faddala Allahu ba'dahum 'ala ba'd." It doesn't mean that there is a kind of deficiency in women. No, when it comes to the role of managing the whole household, Allah gives this responsibility, and this is not a right. This is a responsibility.
No, it's not. That's right.
To the husband, and as I mentioned, when it comes to the spiritual status and level, there is no difference between men and women, as mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, that man hamila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. There is no difference. All those people who are acting righteously, they will be given the reward by Allah.
Now we are producing this program from the holy city of Qom. Every day, lots of men,
thousands,
lots of
men,
high caliber men, okay, ulama, big old ulama, okay, are going to pay visit to a young lady whose tomb is over here, okay?
Yeah.
So it shows that spiritually speaking, she was of high quality. And that's it. Okay, so at the same time, the men, you know, cannot do many of the difficult tasks of the ladies that are going. I don't know, have you ever watched this famous clip or not? For instance, they go to the people and take this report that there is a person who is working, for example, 24 hours or 20 hours a day, you know, without being paid, so and so. And who is that? So, wow, such a good sacrifice is made. And who is she? She's mother, okay?
Yeah.
Or she's wife, you know? And these are...
And that is the other reason, you know, for some time during their life, women go through some sensitive stages every month.
The wrong time of the month.
And also within the years, the time that they are pregnant and they are going to breastfeed their children, if they are going to act as
even
the leaders,
they
as the prophets, and so on and so forth, they are not able to stop their jobs to go for prophethood and for leading the country. So these physical differences between men and women are among other reasons that exclude such responsibilities and jobs from the ladies.
In such periods, they are not allowed to do salat, to do fast. Is it so?
Sure.
I mean, they are stopped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so. This is an obligation, okay? And there must be a philosophy behind that.
Sure.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Of course, the new feminist movements, you know, and these LGBTQ homosexual things, you know, are very much talking about same gender rights or something like that. But the religion of Islam has always talked about the justice among the genders, and this must be emphasized by the Muslim scholars. It was very kind of you, Sheikh. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for being with us. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan li Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن